Election 2024 here on WTOP on the National Mall this evening. Vice President Kamala Harris is going to make her closing argument. That's what her campaign calls it in the 2024 campaign. Tens of thousands of people expected to show up at the rally. It's being staged at the same spot where Donald Trump rallied his supporters before the Capitol riot. We're joined live now by WTOP's Nick Iannelli, who is there at the Ellipse. Nick?
Tens of thousands of people are here. The National Park Service permit calls for at least 40,000, although D.C. police have estimated that could possibly draw more, like 50,000 people. If there is an overflow crowd along the Ellipse, people will be directed right across the streets to the grounds of the Washington Monument. When you look at the staging area for this rally, you see big blue banners. They say Freedom, USA. And then above the stage, the backdrop is the White House. The White House tower is over the stage. It's kind of like the stage is in the shadow of the White House. The line of people started to get let in along the general admission area about an hour ago. Before that, people had lined up all day. Some were right in the front of the line, had been here since early this morning. As you said, Ann, this is the site of where former President Trump held his rally that preceded the Capitol riot on January 6, 2021. Kamala Harris is expected to highlight that, draw attention to that. In these final days ahead of the election, Kamala Harris is expected to speak around 8 o'clock, though we don't know if that's going to stick directly to the schedule. We do know that the program itself, the slate of speakers, is scheduled to start around 7. Live in the district, Nick Iannelli, WTOP News.
All right, thanks, Nick. Between Kamala Harris's closing argument speech tonight on the Ellipse, Election Day coming, Halloween festivities, and other events, D.C. police, they might be stretched a little thin. Extra officers, though, are ready just in case.